AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez has been indicted on federal corruption charges.
A federal grand jury in Newark, New Jersey, indicted the state's senior senator on more than a dozen counts, including conspiracy to commit bribery and wire fraud. They're the result of Menendez's relationship with a Florida eye surgeon who was a longtime friend and a generous donor to Menendez's political campaigns. Menendez allegedly accepted gifts from the doctor in exchange for helping his business interests. He's admitted taking actions that could benefit the doctor, but has repeatedly said he has done nothing wrong. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Iran and the six world powers working on an agreement to cap Iran's nuclear program are still talking. They're in double overtime. They had set a target date of March 31st for a basic framework on an agreement that would limit Tehran's nuclear capabilities in exchange for lifting severe sanctions. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says it's not true that extending the talks means the U.S. and its allies are caving in to Iran.
I actually would posit to you that the reason that we're a day past the deadline is because the international community is insisting on a good deal.
The State Department says Secretary of State John Kerry will remain in Switzerland for the talks at least through tomorrow morning. California residents, businesses, farmers, and other folks who use a lot of water will be impacted by statewide mandatory water restrictions. Governor Jerry Brown says this winter saw the lowest snowfall in the Sierra Nevada in 65 years.
We're standing on dry grass, and we should be standing in 5 feet of snow. That's the way it has been. We're in an historic drought, and that demands unprecedented action.
California wants to cut its overall water usage by 25%. This is AP Radio News. Lufthansa's CEO has visited the site where one of its budget airlines' planes crashed last week.
Lufthansa CEO Carsten Spohr stood silently on a mountainside in France facing a stone monument to the plane's 150 victims. Then he spoke to reporters.
We're just very, very sorry that such a terrible accident could have happened.
He refused to say exactly what Lufthansa knew about the mental health of co-pilot Andreas Lubitz, who deliberately slammed the plane into the mountain, according to investigators. But he did say,
I think it will take a long, long time for everybody, all of us, to understand how this could happen.
I'm Rita Foley.
Sierra Leone has found 10 new cases of Ebola during a three-day countrywide shutdown, but an official believes the West African country is at the end of that epidemic. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.